Hey friends, Marthaim here, host of AIJCast. As I record this episode, Gaza is reeling from the Israeli army's killing of 7 humanitarian aid workers from World Central Kitchen. On top of that, Israel has killed more than 40,000 Palestinians. There are so many ways in which the current situation is unprecedented in its scope and magnitude. And yet there are parallels to be drawn and memories it stirs up for me of our time in Palestine. The reflection that I will share with you on this episode is from April 1st of 2002. There had been armed conflict brewing for a couple of years. And then, in the wake of a couple of brutal Palestinian suicide bombings in Israel, the Israeli army planned a massive assault on the West Bank and its population centers. I've seen many efforts to paint the Israeli military's actions as noble and within the bounds of law, and that when there are civilian casualties or humanitarian aid convoys are targeted, these are the exceptions, the mistakes, for an otherwise moral military. And yet those of us who have been following this region closely for a long time know that these moments are not exceptions, but moments when the veil is lifted. There is no moral high ground in an unwillingness to end an occupation, or even to name it as such. There is no moral high ground when civilians are murdered at alarmingly high numbers. There is no moral high ground when there is no due process. And there is no moral high ground for my own nation when the world has called out this hypocrisy, and we give lip service to human rights while supplying the bombs, the technology that eviscerate them. As I mentioned in the last episode, we are in a Christian liturgical year where the Western Church and the Eastern Church celebrate Easter on different days. That was also true in 2002, and in ways that struck us as absolutely fitting as it pertained to the nature of hope and grief and despair and the promise of resurrection. And so, from April 1st to 2002, a reflection entitled, Stuck in the Garden. This past Thursday, Christians gathered all over Jerusalem to remember Christ's Last Supper. We joined in worship at Redeemer Lutheran Church. As we commemorated the Passover feast Jesus shared with his disciples, we were again reminded of the Wednesday suicide blast that killed more than 20 Israelis as they celebrated Passover. "This is my body, broken for you," we heard in English, Arabic, and German. "This is my blood, even and sometimes especially in the sanctuaries here, the outside world appears." The church was stripped of ornamentation. Between Maundy Thursday and Easter Sunday, the Christian sanctuary becomes a tomb. Meanwhile, we read Psalm 118 as the disciples did that ancient night. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's steadfast love endures forever. From there, we followed the disciples' footsteps out to the Garden of Gethsemane. We stayed vigil for a while, but like Peter, James, and John, we all drifted off slowly. It's not long before there's betrayal, arrest, and death. For a year and a half now, Israel and Palestine have been immersed in a cycle of betrayal, desolation, and death. There are times when we feel trapped between the devastation of Maundy Thursday and the hope of Easter Sunday. This year especially, we desperately needed to hear the message of the resurrection and to see it manifested in our daily lives. We look forward to sharing services on Good Friday with the Melkites, the night of Holy Saturday with the Roman Catholics, and a joyful ecumenical Easter Sunday at the Garden Tomb. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Friday morning, we got a call. The Israeli army was moving into Ramallah, and Sharon had called up 20,000 reservists. No one knew what was going to happen. Many expected a full-scale reinvasion of the West Bank. We weighed our options and headed back to Zababdi for reasons of both safety and obligation. Zababdi's relative quiet beckoned over the uncertainty and fear that permeated East and West Jerusalem, as did our desire to be with our friends, who now face even more desperate times. Our Holy Week plans were aborted, and we headed back home. When we arrived in Zababdi, we also arrived back in the middle of Lent. As a sign of unity, the churches here celebrate Christmas together on the Western calendar, December 25th, and Easter together on the Orthodox calendar, which this year will be May 5th. It was sadly fitting to come so close to that proclamation of hope, that fulfillment of promise, and yet to be forced back, to retreat into that desolate place of waiting and loss. The news just gets worse. As we write this, we see more suicide bombs. We see tanks shooting at peace demonstrators. We see talking heads regurgitating political spin at the expense of human lives. We see cities sealed off from the world. We see Ramallah's hospital morgue overflowing with bodies. We see archenemies Sharon and Arafat conducting a personal showdown, regardless of the effects on their people. This land is in need of hope. Hope for peace. Hope for a future. Hope of resurrection. Let us fast and pray. Let us stay awake, that we may see the dawn of the morning star together. Al-Masih qam, Christ is risen. Haqqan qam, He is risen indeed. Elizabeth and Marthame.